Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're just going to wing it because we don't have anything planned. So we will just see where the wind takes us.
It's true. I was telling James as we were getting ready to start recording that today I have just been cleaning up around, you know, taking care of my room and doing laundry. And I also was sorting my, because I don't know if I've told y'all this, but probably I've been documenting everything that's been happening in the world.
That is, we've talked about this before, and I don't think that's good for your mental health, Sarah.
Well, today I was sorting through everything and just, I have a whole folder for April and it's not over yet.
Again, I don't think that's good for your mental health.
But if I don't stay informed, then I'm part of the problem, I feel like.
I don't think that that's true, because there's staying informed, but then there's obsessing, Sarah. And, like, you can look at things so much to the fact that you're obsessing over it, and every single thing is going to cause issues. There's only so much that you as a single person can do. And writing everything down and documenting everything and not doing anything with it isn't helping you other than causing more frustration and leading into mental health breakdowns. And the potential cause of half of your body losing feeling the other day. Like, no wonder there's so much stress, because you keep looking at all this stuff online that there's not very much that you can do about it, but other than obsess over it. And, like, you can't, there's only so much one person can take. And you have gone way past how much you can take. So you need to stay off the internet, stay out of the world, touch grass.
I do touch grass. I literally,
I'm going to take that phone away from you and give you one of those, like, stupid phones that you can't even get on the internet on.
Please. There are days where I think about that, where I'm just like, I really just need to.
And you have the power to do this, Sarah. Whatever you're getting ready to say, you are an adult woman, adult non-binary person. I guess I'll clarify that. You have the power to do whatever you would like to do in the world. And all of this is of your own making. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to point out. That's all I'm going to say is that everything that you're talking about, you have the power to do.
I was going to say the thing about having a dumb phone.
You can have a dumb phone. Turn off all of your data. Even on a smartphone, you can turn it down to a dumb phone if you turn off your data and just use cellular and text. I'm going to shake you. I want to shake you sometimes. Just sometimes I just want to walk up to you and shake you like a Guatemalan nanny, in the words of Karen Walker.
Oh my God.
Like an ugly stepchild.
Wow, I was the stepchild.
I was too. I was never shaken, but
we won't go into what happened.
So aside from cleaning and listening to scary stories on the internet, what else have you been doing this weekend? Well, I guess it's only Saturday, so it's not really the weekend. This is the beginning of the weekend.
Let's see. Well, for me, the beginning of the weekend started at 2 o'clock yesterday. So I went over to Nick's and worked in the garden for a while. We transplanted some of our tomatoes because they were getting too big for the containers that we had them in. Transplanted a strawberry plant as well because it was also getting too big for the area it was in. And then I was, what was I watching last night? I think I was just scrolling on TikTok last night. I originally thought I was going to watch a movie, but I decided not to. I also played video games. Playing Fallout 3. What about you?
I mean, I worked yesterday until about 5 something, going over some stuff for the group that I'm helping out. And then I have something, I have to present something on Monday to the quarterly metrics, in the quarterly metrics meeting. So I was looking at that information. And then I really need to finish like my proposal for my dissertation. She sent it to me and I need to send it to her. I need to complete it and send it back, because it has to be approved before the end of this week. And then this week I have just a paper that's due. So every other week it's been like usually just a discussion board. But this week, or last week, and the last 2 weeks, it's been a discussion board and an assignment. And then this week it's just an assignment. And the week, so after this week is a, it's just a discussion board. So I have a lot to do that I need to finish for school. Tomorrow, Ryan and I are going to, I guess Ryan's niece actually is living and working in Randolph, Massachusetts, which is like 25 miles away. It's close to my work.
Oh, dang.
So we're going to go meet her for lunch or dinner tomorrow.
Love that.
And Ryan was like, we can do that. And then we need to clean up this apartment so she can come here and see us. And I was like, all of the stuff that's around here is yours. I don't know why you're saying we need to clean up this apartment. I mean, there is a mess in like the corner that's got like the extra chair that we don't use. It has like the sweatshirts for the podcast that I got. Like my jackets are laying on it. And then there's a couple of boxes that I recently opened that are still sitting on top of it that I need to take out to the dumpster. But like everything else, I'm like, the rest of the stuff isn't mine. But I mean, I could help you clean it up, but like a lot of it, there's nothing I could do, because he buys like all of these teas, which is great, but they just sit on the counter and like they're all messed up, like messing up the counter space. So it just looks messy. And then like he does this thing where he opens a bag of potato chips and he'll sit on the couch and eat them. But then he'll leave them, the bag, like the open bag with potato chips in it, on the floor next to the couch. And then he decides after a couple of days those are stale, so he needs new potato chips, but he doesn't throw them in the trash. Because they're still laying beside the couch, and I want to shake him. A lot of shaking going on in my world.
Apparently.
We watched the season finale of Drag Race last weekend, and it was good. For those of you listening, if you don't want to hear, close your ears, I guess.
Spoilers.
But Anya Nerb won Drag Race, which was fine. I enjoyed her this season, and I thought she would be a good option. I really liked Jules Sparkle. She was also really good, too. But I did... I think I wanted Jules Sparkles to win more than I wanted Anya to win, just because I liked her personality more. But from like a competition standpoint, it did make more sense that Anya Nerb won, because she had more wins and she was only ever in the bottom once. And it was like the last week, where if you're not in the top, you're in the bottom, basically.
Right.
So it was like by default, she was in the bottom. Mm-hmm. No, the makeover challenge. She was in the bottom for that one. And that wasn't the last one, because yeah, that was completely horrid. Like, I don't know what was going on. Let me pull up a picture and I can show you what it looked like. I don't know if you've been even watched the season.
I have not watched this season. I'm woefully behind.
But I was like, the outfit that she was wearing, I don't know what the hell was going on, but for some reason, let me see if there's a picture of it. Let me see if I can find a picture of Megra. Oh, here we go. Clear up. Come on. Okay. Let me share my screen and I'll show you what I'm looking at. And I'll put the link to this into the description of the podcast. So this is the outfits that, this is her dad. She transformed her dad. And this is Anya Nerve. I don't know why her dress, the skirt is on backwards.
Oh.
Like, it's not even that, oh no, that's just the way that it's designed. When you turn around, there's literally like a crease, not a crease in the front, but there's like decoration where it would go down the front of the dress, the skirt. I'm like, why is it backwards? Is it because you wanted to like juxtapose the like long, short on the front and long in the back of the dad's, and now yours is long in the front and short in the back? I don't understand.
Like a reverse bob.
Yeah. And the wigs are garbage. Wigs are terrible. The dresses aren't terrible. I don't like the collar of the pink one. I think it looks hideous. But like the design and like the look of it is fine. But she was in the bottom for this one. It was like the only time she was ever in the bottom. And then I think the next week she won the challenge too. So it was nice. I agree with her being the winner. I think she did a good job.
Nice.
The Pope died.
Oh, yeah, the Pope died.
Less than 12 hours after meeting the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah.
And I just saw pictures that Vogue posted of the Pope's funeral and the people that were in attendance. And I noticed that there wasn't a picture of J.D. Vance. And I commented, Vance couldn't return to the scene of the crime. Shocker. So that was funny. Other than that, it's kind of just hanging out and working on school stuff and watching some YouTube. I just ordered some DoorDash I had DoorDash while I was out running around. As I was heading back home, I ordered something to be delivered for like my lunch. And I ordered some, so there's like the DashMart thing option that they have. This just like grocery store stuff, basically. So I ordered some string cheese and some bell peppers, because I was like, I really want something to snack on, but I don't want something like food. And I don't want like chips or anything like that. So I love just raw bell peppers. So I ordered some bell peppers, cut them up, and had that with some string cheese.
That sounds yummy. I have had coffee. And I had a breakfast sandwich. That was about it.
I'm just realizing, aside from like the water content that's in the bell peppers, I haven't had any liquid today.
Oh.
I should probably drink something.
Yeah, it's almost 2:00.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're busy.
That's true. That does happen to me quite often as well. I'm just like, ooh. And then I wonder why I get headaches. I'm like, have I had water in the last 24 hours? The answer is yes. Actually, I had some water this morning besides my coffee. Though I did have more coffee than I did water. But that's going to change here in just a little bit.
I mean, technically water, coffee is made out of water.
I mean, yes, but it's also a diuretic, so it makes you expel more water.
Meh.
It's not meh, the science.
I did just find out that the It's actually a myth that there are less calories in celery that it takes for you to chew and digest it. Because it's like there's, I think it's, it was like 14 calories and it takes like 4 to chew and digest. And like everything like a dietitian usually tells you is you should eat celery because there's less, it takes more calories to eat it and digest it than there are, than is in celery.
Right. Which is why you wouldn't want to go to a dietitian anyway. You'd want to go to a nutritionist. Because a nutritionist is going to be giving you useful information about the actual nutrition of your food and not just the weight loss potential. Because you're worth more than just constantly being on a diet. Or a restrictive diet, I should say, because like obviously everybody's on a diet because we're eating. Like that's literally what a diet is. Like your diet is what you eat. English is so weird.
It is. I don't understand why people choose to think it's the superior language.
I mean,
just because it's the only language you know doesn't make it the superior language.
Correct.
And that's reading. Speaking of reading, I just ordered, so Ryan ordered a book that and like had it addressed to me, but it's the Matteo Lane's cookbook. Your pasta, oh, yeah. It's like your pasta is disgusting or something like that. And then I ordered a book too, and I got it. He went and picked it. He went and got the mail before I got home. And he was like, I saw Simon and Schuster and I was impressed. I was like, oh, well, open it and look at it. And it is Bob the Drag Queen's book.
Love.
Harriet Tubman Live in Concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered it and I haven't read it or anything yet, but I ordered it because I wanted to support Bob the Drag Queen.
I had wanted to order that myself, so good on you. Love that.
I think you should order it if you can, and then we could do a book club and talk about it.
I'll probably end up having to just check it out from the library.
Oh, okay, that works. Speaking of, not really speaking of, this is our 41st episode of the season, so we have one more episode until we take a 2-week break.
Oh my god.
And that'll be right in line with the week that I have off for school before I start my dissertation prep stuff.
Love that.
So that'll be fun.
Wow, I can't believe it's almost time for our 2-week break.
Right? And then we take one around Thanksgiving, Christmas time frame too, so.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Then we'll be moving into season four.
Season four. Oh my god. Season four?
Yeah, is it crazy that we've been doing this for almost going on four years? Getting ready to start 4 years?
I know, it's wild.
I am thinking about doing another thing with Fiverr and ordering a new background track for our next season.
Ooh, a new track, who this?
Maybe, I don't know. I might do the same thing that I did last time and do for 2 seasons the same background track. And then after season 4, get a new one.
That's an option too.
Yeah. Ooh, I just paid off my car.
OMG, love that.
I just did that. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday. I logged in and I didn't have the money to just pay off my car because it was like 20 grand. But I redid my 401k loan and I talked about this before, cause it makes more sense for me to pay on the 401k loan than it does to pay on my car loan because I'll own the car. So I'll have like the title to the car. If I wanted to trade it off and get a new one, I would be able to put whatever the trade in value is directly towards a new car. Although I love my car, so I probably won't do that for a while. But it makes more sense to get a 401k loan out and repay it because all the money and interest I pay towards it goes like towards my retirement account instead of like a bank or something right. like that. So the interest rate is a little bit higher because it's like 8% or whatever, instead of like 5% or something. So it's a little bit higher, but its interest is going back towards my 401k instead of in my retirement account instead of to a bank. Right. So it makes a lot more sense for me to just take out that and pay it off.
True.
So I have my, they said it takes usually around 10 to 15 business days to process and send me the title, but I will have that. I have two vehicles now. Well, technically I have four vehicles in my name, all paid off, but two of them that I use and regularly drive.
Love that.
Well, I regularly drive one. Ryan drives the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad drives the other two, or has the other two. I think one of them, like the gas pump is out in the Diet Jetta, or the Volkswagen GTI is actually what it's called. But we call it the Diet Jetta because we got the Jetta first. And then the Jetta is, there's something wrong with it too, and he has to see about getting it fixed.
Mm.
So that's fun. Today I'm supposed to figure out where we're going to go for lunch with Ryan's niece. Did I say niece?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I almost said sister then, and I was like, did I say sister earlier?
No, you said niece earlier.
Okay. So Jasmine, we'll go see Jasmine tomorrow and hang out with her for a little bit. He always has Sunday off. And they scheduled him for Sunday at this new place, but he was like, I don't know if you remember, but I asked to have Sundays as my days off. The only reason I worked last Sunday was because it was a holiday and it was open. So I chose to take it, but typically I want Sundays off. And his manager was like, oh no, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll replace it with someone else. So he's already starting to like this place a little bit more than where he was working before, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to it. I had never gone to Davenport's where he worked before, but this place is like an Italian place. So we might go there sometime. And he's like been trying all the food and he's like, you would really like this one thing. I don't remember what it was, but it sounded good.
I mean, he's usually a pretty good judge of food, so.
Yeah. He accidentally did this thing again this week where he forgot to cancel the delivery for Factor, like the food service. And so we got a Factor order and Blue Apron.
Whoops.
Which makes it easier because that means I can take one of them to lunch with me and have it for lunch. And then
right.
I can have the other stuff for dinner. And it's like they're all different meals. So it's not like I would be having the same thing over and over again.
Right. Well, that is good, but just the money aspect of it. Phew.
Yeah. I mean, I think what he said, it's like the same price he would be paying if he went to the grocery store.
Hmm. Well, that's fair. It's reasonable.
But I don't go to the grocery store anymore because he does it. And I'm like, that's your responsibilities for the household budget because I pay everything else.
Yes, I remember us having that conversation before. What are we going to do for our last episode of the season?
I don't know. Do you want to do next week? We can do some scary stories again and wrap it up with some of those.
Yeah, I think we should do some scary stories. I think we should try to see if we can get anybody to send us their scary stories on our Instagram.
Oh, on our Instagram that I haven't even logged into for like, I want to say a couple of months now, probably.
Yeah.
I took it off my phone altogether, so.
That's super valid. I literally only use my Instagram to watch videos that my friends send me. That's it. I've stopped posting on Instagram.
I never really ever posted that much on Instagram except for like, well, I would post Bobo a lot. And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I used to post a lot of pictures of me and my friends.
But now she doesn't have any friends.
That's not true. I have friends. But now I still take pictures of me with my friends, but I mostly just keep them to myself. I don't feel like I have to post all the time.
Yeah, I think posting is a weird thing.
Like,
we could always look at like the r/creepypastas and look at some of those.
Ooh, we could do that. I would like that.
I will say I'm excited. I just saw this post. I'm not excited because I don't know them personally, and I hate children. But I did see that Amanda from Smosh is pregnant. She posted her pregnancy pictures this weekend.
Whoa.
Not Angela and Amanda.
Yeah, you said Amanda.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations to her. That's awesome. For her, I'm assuming. I'm assuming she wants.
Yeah, she baby. Apparently, they apparently posed for pictures with People magazine.
Mm.
So that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had my interviews this week.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that in our group chat.
Yeah, I don't. I'm kind of like, because of the last couple times I've had interviews and like I thought they went really well and then nothing happened with them, it's kind of like I'm doing them because I want to get something else, but mm-hmm. I'm still continuing to work on other projects in the background
mm-hmm.
At the same time. But I don't like, I'm not going to go into them assuming something's going to come from them.
Right.
But I mean, the two that I did, I was like, I was able to answer all the questions and we had some conversations. The two for the one job. And I did follow up from both of them and send them just like a quick, like, recap of what we talked about and then some like extra stuff and added some links to some of the content that I've created recently for the Quincy facility.
Mm-hmm.
In both of them. And then I need to do that for the last interview I had with the sales team. Because it's a different job, so it's more talent development on this one. Whereas the other one, it's more like systems training, which is why I would really prefer the other one. Because I would rather do systems training stuff and like how to use a system better and develop content on creating tips for using that system and stuff like that. But I did really enjoy the team that I interviewed with for the sales team. And there's a lot of opportunity within that group too. So I don't know. I'm optimistically hesitant, I guess I should say, for either one of them.
Hmm.
I would like either one of them. I don't think I'm going to get the one with the HR team because there's already someone working in the department. They accidentally sent me a list of people that I applied.
Oh.
Or they were interviewing for it. Not that applied, they were interviewing for it. And one of them works in the department that I'm going to be, I interviewed for. So more than likely that person will get it.
Mm.
That's just how it works.
Right.
But the sales team, it wasn't like an actual formal interview for the position. It was like a pre-interview, but it was with the hiring manager and someone else that they work closely with. And at the end of it, she was like, do you think you would still be interested and would like to continue to move forward in the process if we decide to move forward with you? And I was like, well, yes. I wouldn't have applied for the job if I wasn't interested in it. But like, it was just a strange thing.
Well, maybe they were double checking because of the type of work. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
We will see where it goes. Other than that, do you want to see about playing some trivia to wrap it up?
Sure.
love me some good old trivia.
I am thinking, I think we talked about it last time. I'm thinking about for our carnival thing that we do every year, doing a Jeopardy style game.
Ooh. You could always do a pop culture Jeopardy. Have you watched that? Pop culture Jeopardy? It's pretty interesting.
Okay. I found some quiz or some, I'm not sending them to you obviously, because if I send it to you, you can't answer it. What country did the first Starbucks open outside of North America?
Outside of North America. Was it in Brazil?
Nope.
No.
Try again.
Okay. Let me ask a more general question. Is it on the European continent?
No.
Okay. Is it on the Asian continent?
Not technically. It's an island.
Is it Australia?
No. Think Asian, but not, but an island.
Japan?
Yeah, Japanese, but yeah. I couldn't say Japanese, obviously, because that would tell you it's Japanese. I know they're not Asian.
Right, but like the Asian continent, they're part of the Asian continent, though.
But when I think of like Alaska is part of the United States, but it's not continental United States.
Right, but the United States isn't a continent.
I said kind of. When you asked, I did say kind of, because it is kind of part of it, but it's also its own thing, because it is an island. Moving on, what does CODA stand for? CODA.
CODA. CODA. I know this.
Oh, you're gonna get the next one, I think.
I can't think of it right now.
Child of deaf adults.
I knew it was child of, but it was the DA that I could not think of. Okay, all right.
In the website browser address bar, what does www stand for?
World Wide Web.
And it's interesting that people don't know that. But it's also, I guess, people that didn't grow up learning about the internet and already had access to it, they wouldn't have known that.
Right, because why would they need to know that?
Yeah. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II?
The White House? No?
I kind of just gave you a clue.
Oh, by knocking on the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm
going to slap you if you don't get this.
Why?
I literally just gave you the name of it.
Fort Knox.
There you go.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm stupid sometimes. Please.
You can't say it's because you haven't had any coffee, because you literally just said you've had more coffee than water.
That's true.
What is the tiny piece at the end of the shoelace called?
Oh, fuck. I actually do know this.
It's a weird name.
It is a weird name. Oh, my God. Why can I not think of the word? I know this word. Fuck.
Think of trivet, kind of. Like... It ends in it.
It ends in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you could almost spell the word ankle with it. Just missing an N and a K. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. It's an aglet.
Okay.
Yeah. Which company's slogan is "You're in good hands"?
Oh, Allstate.
Yes. Who was the first televised president?
Ooh, who was the first televised president? Was it the president before Lyndon B. Johnson?
I wouldn't know.
JFK?
No. They do have three names, though. I mean, technically, they're very well known for being called something, something, something.
Oh, FDR?
Yes, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I just wasn't going back far enough.
Yeah. Pocahontas was baptized and given what English name?
Rebecca.
Originally, Amazon only sold what kind of product? I know this because of school.
Oh, was it textbooks?
Books, yeah. In 2009, what became the first Morse code character to be added since World War II? You wouldn't know this. It's the at symbol.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Wasn't it Marie Curie?
Yes, in 1903. Yep. Which kind of bulbs were once exchanged as a form of currency?
Bulbs as in light bulbs or bulbs as in bulbs that grow into food?
Yes. I think if I tell you that, it will give the answer away a little bit.
Okay. Were they tulip bulbs?
Yes, it was tulip bulbs. You can't ask that question. What was the original purpose of the tiny pockets in jeans? Like the little bitty ones that are above the regular pockets?
Oh, yeah. I actually have no idea what they were for. I always thought that they were for keys.
Kind of. So they were originally made for storing pocket watches.
Oh.
Yeah. What does SPF in sunscreen stand for? It's pretty, it makes sense when you think about it. As most abbreviations should, otherwise, why would you make an abbreviation? That was a dumb thing to say.
I'm sure that the P stands for protection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the S is like sunlight, sunshine, sun.
Sun, yeah.
Yeah, like sun protectant. I just don't know what the F would stand for.
It's measuring. So SPF is a measurement of this. Like saying this has 80% or 80.
Oh, so like maybe a fraction? Like
close, factor. So sun factor, protection okay. factor. Yeah.
Okay.
Chrome, Safari, Firefox, and Explorer are all not Explorer anymore. Are all different types of what?
Browser.
Web browsers, yeah. In what year was the internet opened to the public?
Wasn't that in the 80s?
Not or to like, the public, no.
Oh, so it was in the 90s then.
Yeah.
So 95?
2 years before, 93, yeah.
93, okay.
Who is often credited with creating the world's first car?
Henry Ford?
He's the one that created the assembly line. Yes, but not the first car.
Was it Ferrari?
No. But it was a luxury car maker. One of part of the luxury car maker.
I have no idea.
It's kind of sad because now we just call it a Mercedes, but it's Carl Benz.
Mm. I literally was going to say Mercedes too. Damn it.
Demolition of the Berlin Wall separating East and West Germany began in what year?
I know that that was in the 80s. I think it was the year that I was born, 88?
Nope, it was the year that I was born, 89.
Oh. I couldn't tell if that face was for you or for me.
That was for me, yeah. Who? That's always for me. What do you mean? Who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic?
You should know this. Earhart.
Yeah. When did Facebook first launch?
2006? 2007?
It sounded like you were going to be forming the letters. Because you said 2004.
See, okay. I wanted... I was starting to say 2005.
Yeah, I heard the...
But then I was like, no, that sounds too early. But I was. It was even earlier than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll were the first words spoken on what cable channel that launched at 12:01 a.m. on August 1st, 1981?
MTV?
Yes, that is correct. Oh, you should know what this is. A 401k is a type of tax advantage defined contribution account designed to help you save for withdraw from working life.
Retirement.
Yeah. Oh, save for what? Withdraw from working life. That's very worded weird. What's the last name of the business tycoon behind the number five perfume?
Chanel?
Yes. Oh my God. I thought I was going to have to slap you through the phone, the computer.
No, because Chanel number five was the only thing that Marilyn Monroe wore to bed.
I know. That's why I was going to have to slap you through the computer.
I would never forget about my girl.
Some of our favorite collective nouns for animals include a congregation of alligators, a business of ferrets, an ostentation of peacocks, and a gaggle of what other fowl? Well, this is easy.
A gaggle of geese.
Gaggle of geese, yeah.
They couldn't have given me a flamboyance of flamingos.
Right? I never knew it was called an ostentation of peacocks.
I didn't either, but that
makes
sense.
That's funny.
Murder of crows.
The digital yuan is giving Alipay a run for its money as the largest mobile payment network based on what country?
China.
Yeah, and I think it's Alipay now that I said it that way. What food manufacturing company headquartered in Battle Creek, Michigan, uses several animal mascots to sell its cereals, such as Newton the Owl, Tony the Tiger, and a rooster named Cornelius?
Kellogg's.
The Kellogg Company, yeah.
Kellogg's was originally invented to stop masturbation.
I thought it was Quaker Oat.
No.
Oh. In the insurance business, what is the name of a person whose job it is to analyze statistics to calculate risks and price premiums accordingly? You won't know this.
An adjuster?
It's an actuary.
An actuary. Okay. Yeah, no.
An important ratio that helps home buyers determine how much house they can afford, DTI, stands for what in real estate? Parlance.
DTI.
So it's a ratio.
Right. I figured that. Debt to income ratio?
That is exactly what it is. Debt to income ratio. In the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Rome is a title more commonly known as what? We just talked about it earlier.
The Pope?
The Poop. Yeah. Known mainly for spreading a specific type of food, what Massachusetts-born 19th century man was also found of spreading religion throughout the country on his journeys?
Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, yikes. From 1944 to 1945, the Germans increased their troops surrounding an Ardennes. Ow, that hurt me.
I saw the hurt.
Forest for what World War II battle and major counter events? It gets the name from the rounded swell of German troops. Oh, in the region. It's the Battle of the Bulge. Moving on.
Oh, okay.
Michael John Blasi, who died in the Vietnam War, was identified through DNA testing in 1998 and was reinterred after having been buried in what specific location for the previous 26 years?
Okay, wait. Can you repeat that?
Michael John Blasi, who died mm-hmm. in the Vietnam War, was identified through DNA testing in 1998 and was reinterred after being buried in what specific location for the previous 26 years?
I don't know.
It is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I don't know that you would have known that anyway.
I don't think I would have. I don't like dealing with anything that has to do with war and people dying, to be honest.
That makes sense, except you listen to scary stories and
we don't need to discuss the lack of logic to how I exist, okay?
Okay. Moving on. What is the human body's heaviest organ?
The human body's heaviest organ. Your lungs.
I'm gonna try again.
Your brain?
It's also the largest.
Your liver?
You went from your lungs to your brain to your liver, which the liver is not the smallest, but one of the smaller parts of the body. And lungs, there's two of them, so there's double the size. The answer is skin.
Oh.
Skin. Where is the Mona Lisa painting on display?
The Louvre
Museum.
The Louvre? Excuse you!
What's the longest day of the year? Every day.
Every day. Whatever day I have to work is the longest day of the year.
Any day that ends in Y. I think it means what is the longest day of sunlight?
Isn't that like June 21st, June 22nd?
The summer solstice. So it's about that, yeah, around there.
So June 21st or June 22nd, something
That's
like that.
What I just said, yes. What is the sixth sign of the zodiac?
The sixth sign of the zodiac? Let's see. I don't know. I can only ever remember that the rabbit is the last sign before the dragon.
The zodiac, not the Chinese zodiac. Astrological signs.
Oh, okay. So the Western zodiac. Got it. Sorry, my bad. Okay, the sixth one then is going to be, let's see.
Ooh.
It starts with Aries. Aries is the first. So
it's just before you.
So then it would be a Virgo then.
Yes.
Because I'm a Libra.
Yep. When is National Ice Cream Month?
National Ice Cream Month?
Yeah.
July?
That is correct.
That's when it makes the most sense to eat ice cream.
That is correct. What's the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible.
The Bibble.
Unfortunate.
What is January's birthstone?
A garnet.
It is garnet. One of the ugliest ones, too.
Oh, I think garnets are really pretty.
I don't. In which city did the famous film Lady Bird take place?
I have.
It's in California.
Burbank?
Sacramento.
I'm like, there's a ton of famous places in California. Like, give me something more to go on.
Oh, I don't know. You might know this one. I don't really know how much you watch DC stuff. Who provided the voice of Groot in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Vin Diesel.
It was Vin Diesel. Who directed
Galaxy is Marvel, not DC.
Oh, I don't really care either way.
I know.
Who directed the Ultimate Marvel movie Avengers Endgame? You won't know this, I don't think.
No, I don't know who directed it.
Technically two people, Joe and Anthony Russo.
Like, I watched it, but I don't know who directed it.
Which is the highest grossing R-rated film in North America?
Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-mm. It's not even a horror movie.
Oh. I don't know.
Someone does get killed in it, though. I think. I don't really know. I've never watched it.
I don't know.
There are nails involved.
Oh, the Passion of the Christ.
There we go.
Fuck me.
In which city is Studio 54 located?
Is it in California?
Nope, other side.
Oh, the other side. Okay. New York?
New York City, yeah. In the horror film Alien, what was the name of the spaceship?
I don't know, actually.
The USCSS Nostromo.
Nostromo?
Yeah. This singer is famously called Material Girl.
Madonna?
Madonna. Which famous pop band was called Kara's Flowers up until 2001? Kara's Flowers? Kara's? Either way, it's a stupid name.
I have no idea.
Maroon 5.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. She got her flowers and she left?
I guess so.
What was the coffee shop named in the TV show Friends?
The Perk? Or like Coffee Perk?
Close.
Central Perk.
Central Perk, yeah. Like, think of where it's located. New York mm-hmm. City.
Yeah.
How old was Rose in the Titanic movie when she was recounting her stories?
In her 80s?
The actress was in her 80s, yes. But
Rose was supposed to be 100, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was 100 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the first Disney animated feature movie that was not based on an already existing story? Kind of, it's one of my favorite Disney movies.
It's one of your favorite Disney movies?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Trying to think of how to tell you, like, give you a hint that won't give it away. Well, there's a story of betrayal, a runaway, and friends. And murder.
And murder. This is a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Betrayal, murder, friends. What? A runaway?
Yeah.
The movie that popped into my head is not the correct answer, and I know this, but the movie that popped into my head was Pete's Dragon.
Oh, I love that movie, but no.
Right. I was like, I know that this is not correct, but Pete's Dragon is what popped into my head. Damn. Okay, is it an older Disney movie or a newer Disney movie?
It's an older Disney movie.
Okay.
Came out when we were kids.
Came out when we were kids. Okay. And it's a Disney movie and not a Pixar movie?
The Disney movie, yeah.
Disney movie, okay.
Arguably one of the biggest Disney movies.
Okay. Okay. The Little Mermaid?
There was a murder in The Little Mermaid.
Ursula gets killed at the end.
Does she, though?
Yes!
I take it as she just got deflated and then they put her in jail. But anyways.
Okay.
It's not The Little Mermaid. And the murder happens in the beginning of the movie. I'll put that in there.
What?
So it's a murder, betrayal, runaway, makes friends, comes back and saves the day. From the murderer.
From the murderer.
We're going to move on. It's The Lion King.
Okay. See, here's the problem, though. That's a movie that's been done before. Like, the story has been done before. It's literally Hamlet.
Is it, though? Because he doesn't...
Yes!
The whole, like, mother-son thing never happens in this movie.
That's
it's based
Oedipus.
On betrayal. Moving on. We're going to skip this one because it's about Harry Potter and fuck J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
What is the longest running Broadway show?
The longest running Broadway show.
We'll do a couple more and then we'll wrap it up.
Is it the Phantom of the Opera?
It is the Phantom of the Opera. What is Rihanna's real name?
Robin Fenty?
It is Robin Fenty, yes. Mickey Mouse almost went by a different name. What was it?
Oh, fuck.
It's a very proper name.
Right.
Was also like beginning Maurice? With an M. Not like Maurice, no.
Morris?
You're getting closer with Morris. There's no S in it.
Mort. Oh, Morty? No.
More formal version of Mort or Morty.
Mortimer,
yes. For those of you that are listening, well, everyone listening, I was kind of gesturing that she needs to keep going. What day is known as Star Wars Day?
May the 4th.
Coming up, May the 4th be with you all. Mm-hmm. Directing Schindler's List gave who their first Oscar for Best Picture? You might not know this.
Is it Martin Scorsese?
No, you and I aren't very big into paying attention who the director is. It's Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. I don't usually care about the director. I care about the actors. The actors are the ones who are doing all the actual work. Like, don't get me wrong. Directors do work. But, like, the directors aren't the ones pouring their whole body and soul into the product. Like, into... the scene like
I'm not gonna add to this commentary because Ryan might kill me. what magic duo performed at the Mirage Casino in Las Vegas from 1990 to 2003?
Siegfried and Roy.
Yes. We're gonna skip that one. Who was the actor who first portrayed James Bond?
Oh, okay. I was about to be like, there were tons of them. The first one was Sean Connery.
No, before that.
There was one before Sean Connery?
Apparently.
Oh, I don't know then.
Barry Nelson.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
I don't either. We'll do two more. No, three more, and then we'll stop. What is the highest grossing romantic comedy movie? I would not have known this. I've seen this movie.
Is it a movie that I have also seen?
I don't think so. So you probably won't get it. It's got five words in the name. And wedding is the last word.
Two funerals and a wedding?
No. And my is the first word.
My big fat Greek wedding?
Yes.
I have seen it, but it has been so long that I could tell you literally nothing about it.
I also don't understand why it's the highest grossing romantic. It's not that good of a movie.
Apparently it was, though, to some people.
Apparently. What was the first cable television series to win an Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series?
Was it ER?
No.
Older?
I don't know.
I don't know when we started doing the Emmys.
1994 was ER. It is 5 years newer than ER.
So it was 1999?
Yeah, and it ran from 1999 to 2007. You might not know this. I didn't realize it ran that long.
Yeah, I don't like. I want to say like Dawson's Creek.
I think Dawson's Creek came out before that.
I'm like trying to think of like drama series that were popular during that time frame. Like, was it maybe The West Wing?
Oh, 1998 is when Dawson's Creek came out, and it ended in 2003. No, it was The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, I never watched The Sopranos.
All right, last question. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Who won the first season of American Idol?
I would argue she's probably...
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, and she's probably the most...
Successful? Famous,
successful... person to have come from American Idol.
I would agree, yeah.
All right. Well, would you like to call it a podcast and have the rest of your weekend ahead of you?
Yes, but not because I don't want to spend my time with you.
We still need to figure out a time to watch movies with Sam and
Agreed.
Us.
Agreed. We'll figure it out.
But if it's any time, like anything like the last time I watched a friend movie with you and other people, it didn't go very well.
That was not the last time that we all watched movies together. You, Sam, and I have watched movies
multiple times
since then.
That's true. I'm referring to a specific time because we were watching a horror movie that I was really interested in watching. But Sarah brought some of her friends, or Sarah, I went to Sarah's house and some of her friends were there. And they just were talking throughout the entire movie. And I was like, there's about to be another murder that's not in the movie.
Then we got candy drunk.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this helps get the podcast out to more people and helps us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media, even though we don't use it. Our handle everywhere is at NowAboutThatPod, so if we don't come up in the search, we're not on that platform. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And remember, one more episode after this one, and then we're gone for 2 weeks and we'll be back for season four.
Oh my God, season four.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.